Millions of Americans tuned into President Bush's news conference last night. Here are three reports from across the country. The first is from NPR's John Idstey, who spent the evening with a group of young professionals in the South Grand area of St. Louis.
Dave Drebus provided the pizza and beer for a group of friends and neighbors who gathered in his living room last night to watch the president.
Mushroom, onion, pepperoni, onion.
We've had some success.
Pepper, black olives.
David Stokes, who works for a county councilman, thought the president answered the biggest challenge of the night well, with a spirited defense of his policies in Iraq.
Well, I've been a supporter of the war from the get-go, and I believe all the reasons, and I think he just did a good job of reiterating the reasons for freedom and democracy in the Middle East. And I would, other people, they say, maybe they disagree with his answer, but I think he certainly explained himself very well.
But Brian Marston, who runs a nonprofit civic organization, was unconvinced.
One of the reporters asked on June 30th, who is it that you're going to be handing the power over to? And he said, well, you'll see. And it was clear that there wasn't an answer yet. And yet this deadline's right around the corner, and there don't seem to be a lot of specifics yet.
While Iraq dominated the press conference, there were also questions about the president's handling of the terrorist threat before September 11th. Kate, who didn't want to give her last name, said she wanted to hear President Bush acknowledge that he'd made some errors prior to 9/11.
He was not willing to admit any kind of mistake. What I remember is it seemed like the Bush administration wasn't really that interested in what was going on in the rest of the world, or in terms of diplomacy and engagement. That's a mistake.
Host Dave Drebus, who voted for Ralph Nader in the last election but supported the invasion of Iraq, said whether you agree with him or not, the president's certain view of the world served him well last night.
You know, from a political standpoint, I think this is a huge win for Bush, because there are lots of people who may not agree with him, but he comes across as a strong commander-in-chief. There are no questions about anything else.
In the end, no one in this group had a change of view. Three say they'll vote against Mr. Bush in November, two say they'll vote for him, and one is undecided. John Idstey, NPR News, St. Louis.
I'm Jeff Brady in Denver. At the Allied Jewish Apartments, about a half dozen retired people watched the president's speech on a widescreen television in a common area.
Good evening. And before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq.
The group, mostly women in their 70s, watched intently as the president delivered his speech. The majority admitted they don't much care for George W. Bush, but their opinions on the Iraq war are mixed. A woman named June, who didn't want to give her last name, said she approved of the war, but not the president's speech.
He did a pretty damn good job of sounding pretty lovely and nice, but he didn't say anything, and I could feel that the people who were questioning him, I sort of felt a lot of anger coming from these people.
June says the pointed questions reporters asked the president and his answers to them confirmed for her that Mr. Bush doesn't have a solid plan to resolve the problems in Iraq. Others wondered if the president just wasn't very good at communicating his plan. But just about all of them, including Janet Marulis, said they want very specific information about how the president plans to resolve the situation in Iraq.
I guess it would take more time rather than the hour he spoke to get into how it's going to happen, rather than we're just going to go and do it. Rah, 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 we're going to win.
Another member of the group, Estelle Stark, when asked how she would describe herself politically, said simply a mother. Stark says she was left with unanswered questions about the U.S. soldiers in Iraq.
Like, when are they going to come home? When is this going to end?
Stark says she wanted reassurance from the president, but didn't get it.
He's doing the best he can. I hope it's going to turn out that this is the right thing, but I don't feel it now. I think there's more coming, and I'm afraid of it.
November's election was also on the minds of these retirees. While most said they're inclined to vote for a Democrat, several plan to keep their options open. They'll wait for more details from President Bush, then, before making a final decision, they'll weigh that against how John Kerry says he'd handle the Iraq situation. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, a village in northern New York. Jim Ellis, a retired school superintendent, says the president convinced him last night that the war in Iraq is necessary. Ellis watched the press conference with a half dozen men, all Republicans, here at the Boathouse, a popular pub decorated with fly rods and birch bark paneling.
I was looking for the president to make a strong case for what he was doing because I believe in what he's doing. I think you'll find the poll numbers will jump back up just because the president was able to make a very strong case tonight.
Despite reporters' questions about weapons of mass destruction and terror warnings before 9/11, most of these men say they simply trust the president to tell the truth and to do what's right. Jack DeMottis manages the payroll and benefits for a local community college.
He knows more than you and I do. There's things that they can't tell us. So I'm very confident he knows what he's doing.
Not everyone here is so convinced. Dan Sporin owns a chain of local toy stores. He supported Mr. Bush 3 years ago, but says he doesn't know how he'll vote in November.
I'll tell you in a few months.
So you have questions?
Yes, I have questions, yep.
The big question, he says, is Iraq. A local National Guard soldier died on Sunday north of Baghdad. And Sporin says the last month of violence took him by surprise.
I would like to see a better plan for the Iraqi situation to become less military-oriented and more humanitarian-oriented. And I see it getting further away from that instead of closer to it.
The president did win warm praise with this crowd for promising to send more troops to Iraq if needed, also for promising to stay on the offensive in the fight against terrorism. The most heated conversation came over the question of whether the administration should apologize for the attacks on 9/11. Sporin debated the point with Ben Peets, a retired Army officer.
Should we apologize at each every time someone attacks us? No, we need to react to it.
There's a part of me that would like to see him say, of course I feel responsible. I was the president of the United States when we were attacked.
There's a difference between saying you're responsible and saying, you know, I apologize
that,
and
I
failed you.
The men here all say that the president's performance was strong enough to boost his chances in the November election. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.